USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Get used to social distancing because President Trump now says more time will be needed for the nation to deal with the coronavirus. The president had earlier said he was hoping to have the country open for business again by Easter, which is April 12th. Now he says he's extending his social distancing guidelines to at least April 30th. Speaking at yesterday's White House briefing on coronavirus, Trump said he believes the nation will now rebound by early June. Jonesboro, Arkansas, cleaning up after Saturday's tornadoes. Small businesses there are already eligible for disaster loans and assistance set up for coronavirus 19. Governor Asa Hutchinson.
We're dealing with a tornado disaster and recovery, but at the same time, we can't forget that we're going through a virus disaster.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Gnome has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Gnome to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Gnome's president, Adam Krupp, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestGnome.com.
Checks from the recently passed coronavirus economic stimulus bill should be arriving in American bank accounts and mailboxes within the next 3 to 4 weeks, according to Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin. A family of four could get up to $3,400, while an individual taxpayer would receive around $1,200. He calls it a last resort, but New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has now authorized police there to issue $500 tickets to people who violate social distancing rules amid the coronavirus pandemic. On this day in history, President Ronald Reagan was shot and wounded after a speaking engagement at the Washington Hilton Hotel. The assassination attempt was carried out by John Hinckley Jr. on March 30, 1981. Hinckley later revealed his motivation for the attack was to impress actress Jodie Foster. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
A big-name country music star has died from coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Joe Diffie, who had a string of hits in the 1990s, has died after testing positive for COVID-19. Diffie, on Friday, announced he had contracted the virus, becoming the first country star to go public with such a diagnosis. Diffie's publicist, Scott Atkins, said the singer died in Nashville, Tennessee, due to complications from the virus. He was a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and was a member of the Grand Ole Opry for more than 25 years. He had hits like Honky Tonk Attitude, Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox, Bigger Than the Beatles, and If the Devil Danced in Empty Pockets.
Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
He shared a Grammy Award for Best Country Collaboration for the song Same Old Train with Merle Haggard, Marty Stewart, and others. Joe Diffie is survived by his wife, Tara, and seven children.
Rock from the sun.
He was 61. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
After 11 seasons on ABC, Modern Family will be signing off for good on April 8th. Before it does, the network will be airing a documentary about the series called A Modern Farewell, which will take a look at the show's run. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.